Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The statement I will make is made on behalf of the interagency group of the United Nations, comprising 14 United Nations entities.
Annual conference of high contracting parties to amend it Protocol 2 to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. The United Nations takes this opportunity to congratulate and welcome Grenada for its accession to amended Protocol 2. Mines, booby traps, and other devices, including improvised explosive devices, continue to kill and injure civilians during and also long after cessation of hostilities. The United Nations witnesses every day the devastating impact of these devices, including where peace operations are deployed, such as in Afghanistan, the Central African Republic, Iraq, Mali, and South Sudan, just to name a few. In Somalia, civilians account for 75% of IED victims, despite security forces and government officials being the targets of armed state, non-state actors in the country. In Afghanistan, in the first half of 2015, IEDs accounted for the second highest number of civilian casualties, pretty much 23% of all civilian casualties. The United Nations has provided support to states by advising, assisting, mentoring, equipping, and training them to address the humanitarian threat posed by IEDs and their negative effects on the populations. In Mali, in response to the increasing presence of IEDs, the United Nations produced education tools to help raise awareness for the protection of civilians. Where humanitarians had limited access, peacekeepers of the multidimensional integrated stabilization mission in Mali, also known as MINUSMA, were able to distribute these tools to affected communities. In Myanmar, Nepal, and Syria, amongst others, UNICEF also contributes to protecting civilians against the threat of IEDs through integrated programs that include risk education and surveillance. In Afghanistan, where ERW, in particular pressure-plated IEDs, kill and injure more people than landmines today, the United Nations, en masse in particular, is working with the Directorate of Mine Action Coordination and other partners on the clearance of abandoned IEDs. In support of UNMISS, the United Nations mission in the Republic of South Sudan, in support also of the UN country team in South Sudan, UNMASS has surveyed and released more than 2,300 kilometers of road between January and September 2015 in that country, South Sudan. This represented a 274% increase on the planned annual target of my office in South Sudan. Mr. President, it is also noteworthy that the United Nations continues to be committed to the CCW work on IEDs within the framework of its work on amended Protocol 2. UNMASS will continue, for instance, to provide high contracting parties upon their request with technical expertise, lessons learned, good practices, as well as shared experiences acquired in other affected countries. In addition, the United Nations reiterates its determination to further strengthening constructive and fruitful partnerships with national authorities. In Yemen, the United Nations, through UNDP and UNICEF, is providing technical expertise to support the development of a new mine action strategy that goes along with the changing environment. And I am informed that the country team in Yemen may be requiring en masse expertise in the near future. In 2015, the United Nations also supported the National Authority in Mali in reporting on its compliance with amended Protocol 2. The United Nations also looks forward to the recommendations by high contracting parties, in particular those related to the development of technologies to protect civilians against indiscriminate effects of mines, as stated in paragraph 3D of Article 13. I would like to remind the international community present here that full compliance and adherence with the international mine action standards that the United Nations, in particular en masse, in partnership with the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining, is developing. Compliance with international mine action standards is of utmost importance to the work that is being done worldwide by United Nations, troop contributing countries, donor countries, and mine action stakeholders. Last but not least, the United Nations thanks once more member states for adopting without a vote the resolution on assistance in mine action in the General Assembly Fourth Committee last 16 October. This General Assembly resolution reaffirms the strong commitment of the international community to support the United Nations work in assisting affected states in facing the terrible impact of mines, ERW, IEDs, and other associated explosive devices. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, with your indulgence, I will make a statement this afternoon under this item, the item of IEDs, and with your permission, may make a very short presentation on the IED situation in Mali, which was forwarded to me right now by the UN mission, MINUSMA, in Mali. Thank you, Mr. President.